What would you call a little small place in elevation?
Ground.
How much? Mm-hmm. About 4 or 5 acres? Would you call it small?
Acre and a
half. Mm-hmm. Now, you were speaking a while ago about they'd have to go out in the hills when the water would get a lot of water and everything. And
that's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you call something that's like a hill, but a lot bigger than a hill, like they have up in the northern part of the state?
Well, those hills are, you know, a big place.
Mm-hmm.
It's large.
Mm-hmm. And something that's really large, even much higher than a hill, you call that a?
Well,
a mountain, I'd call it.
Yeah, that's what, would you call it that?
Mm-hmm, I'd call it a mountain. But mm-hmm. Now, when we said the hill, we were moving out the bottoms to the hills because the water,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
water wouldn't reach us.
Mm-hmm, so the water wouldn't reach us, mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, like on a mountain, what do you call a sharp place with a steep drop off from a mountain?
Well, I just call it a big steep jump off from a mountain.
And what would you call a place where boats are tied up?
Well, I know that last time that the boats are tied up to the banks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Of the river.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, what about the kinds of roads that you had back in the early days? What would
muddy, muddy road, no good road at all.
Oh, they didn't have anything like that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, now the main roads, like this number one that goes through town. Now, you call that type of road a
number one.
Mm-hmm. You call that or 70. You call one of those roads, the one that goes across through town. You call those main roads. What do you refer to them as?
Well, I refer that they're good roads.
Mm-hmm.
See, they are good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, those big roads like that, do people call them highways?
Mm-hmm. It is highway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, now, like, what would you call a little road that goes off from the main road out in the country?
That's called a country road out in the country.
Mm-hmm. And what about a road that's, well, sort of between two fences or something, just out in the country, just a little tiny road that just might lead from somebody's house to the barn or something?
Call that a little lane.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about. You call that a lane.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard of, you know, work for college work. And this is one of our assignments that we have for the program that we're working in. And so,
well, that is great.
And so, you see,
that's why
I need your help.
That is one. I know Mr. I said, he said he figured that I would be a great help to
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm. You are being a great help to me. Yes.
I'm glad to know it.
Yeah,
I'm
so
glad. I don't mind.
Because we need this for our, you know, for our college
that's
work.
Because I tell you one thing, this younger race needs a whole lot of that, whole lot of this. They need a whole lot of this.
Oh, I think so too. They need to keep the learn about the old ways and old
yes,
things.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
I think so too.
I tell you, and let them know how, as I've been teaching each young here, how we were brought up, hard times and lack of that. We brought up where I didn't have food, didn't have shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you don't want to hear that.
Oh, though. Yeah, this is interesting. Yeah, it is. It's all interesting to me.
I was brought up, I remember just me and my brother. I put him away the 4th of this of January.
Mm-hmm.
And me and him tore a bale of cotton for a half a block one time. But nothing but snow on the ground and frost, and we were barefooted,
mm.
Just us two.
Mm.